Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast, powered by Self-Recoding, world-class consulting and coaching services that you can access at selfrecoding.com. Self-Recoding is a unique blend of neuro-healing modalities that will empower you to reach your full potential. Join thousands of others who have experienced rapid results in their journey of personal growth. Now enjoy our show where we bring you tools for a powerful mind with your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Mindset Evolution podcast, brought to you by Bald and Blonde. That's us. I'm Kathy Tate, and with me as always, Daisy Papp. We are your hosts and we're excited to talk to you again. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, Down Under. You forgot to tell the audience that you're in Australia, but I think the majority of our listeners already knows, unless we have some new listeners, and I appreciate that. And welcome to the new listeners.
Absolutely. And welcome to all of our viewers on our video channels. We're super excited to now be doing video as well as audio. If you have not checked that out yet, there's a link in the description below. You can come and see our beautiful faces.
Thank you. So what's up your sleeve? Although I know that it's summer already, or summer almost over in Australia, but it seems that it's really warm and you don't have sleeves, but I know that nevertheless you have something up your sleeves. What are we going to speak about today?
Today, we're going to talk about why would you stop trying?
Why would you stop trying?
Yes.
Okay. Now I got it. It sometimes takes a moment until it dawns on me. Well, I would turn it around.
Why wouldn't you?
No. Why would you try at all?
Oh. Okay. You've got me there. That's interesting. Let's talk about that.
Well, I think we can make a test right now. You can be the testee in this moment. Kathy, and those who see us on video, they will get the joy of seeing Kathy trying. And those who do not see the video, please envision Kathy sitting on her office chair in front of the microphone. And I'm now going to ask her to try something. Are you ready, Kathy?
I'm ready, Daisy.
Kathy, please try to touch your head. No.
By the way, listeners,
she's touching. Okay. By the way, she brought up her hand and she's like 2 centimeters or an inch away from her head. Well, I didn't say approach touching your head. I said try. Let's do another one. Maybe that's easier. Try to get up, please.
Okay.
No, I didn't say to get up. So my point here is, dear listeners who don't see the video, she was pushing herself up from her office chair and attempted to get up. Trying means that you will always try. You either do or you don't. When we look at the fork in the road, you either drive to the left or you don't. You either drive to the right or you don't. But you cannot try driving to the left without doing so, hoping that you will make a left turn. So I think it is a good idea to understand maybe a different angle from the word try. Because, oh, try to do that, try that. When I'm trying, it's almost not getting there ever.
So I think if I hear correctly, what you're saying is that the issue with the word try is that it isn't actually action. It's almost like an excuse.
Ah, now that you brought in the excuse, I'm uncertain about that. But okay, without the excuse, I agree. So it's not action.
Yeah. So when I think about it and think about the times that we've used the word try in our vocabulary. So if I think back, I go, oh, well, I tried really hard. That's a common one where you would use the word try, or I'm trying to do it. It's almost like you're expressing that you didn't really do it, but you want someone to think that you were trying to do it, like you were going to do it, but it didn't happen.
I find it incredibly interesting how you are giving meaning certainly we all do to a degree. And I find it even more stunning what meaning you give it. So like, you it almost sounds to me like, okay, people tried to convince others that they tried. Nevertheless, they lacked action. So I think when we have a look at it, okay, I'm uncertain would be more precise. I'm uncertain to go or not to go. I'm uncertain to take a right turn or left turn. That would describe it much more precisely instead of saying, well, I try to do my best. Then again, what it does, it reinforces that we are not taking action, to me.
Okay. Yes. But in my culture, when you say you try something, it means there's some effort involved. You're expressing that you did put some effort into it. You either haven't got to the point where you wanted to get, but there was definitely effort involved in some of it. And that's the reason I would use try and not what you just said. Because to me, what you just said doesn't really have any effort behind it. It's just a nothing. It didn't happen.
Okay. Then when there's effort included, then why won't we say that? Isn't it a much more precise expression and verbalization and communication? When I say I put effort into getting up, that still makes you remain seated, by the way, doesn't it?
I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to think of the times when I've used the word so I can clearly articulate what it means in my vocabulary. Mm-hmm. But
good idea.
I feel like that's what it means to me. It's used very commonly over here where I live and where I grew up. That there's definitely an effort component, but there may not be a completion component. Usually it's if I'm trying to do something, there's a want to do it, there's an effort to do it, but perhaps the action hasn't yet actually occurred. And because maybe something else has gotten in the way, that's often a circumstance we would use it to. Like, I'm trying to get the smoke alarm to turn off, but I can't get the cover open. So there's definitely an effort behind the word. Like, there's some sort of, at least the beginning of an action, but perhaps it didn't follow through or finish entirely. And so that's how we would use the word in an everyday occurrence, I think. But I do get the point about the word itself being one of those kind of wishy-washy words that's not really absolute commitment to something.
Interesting that you also involve commitment to it. Ah, how special is that? Well, I give you an example. I'm in the process of communicating with someone who I reached out to. I have not received a response yet. Am I trying to get in contact with this human, or am I in the process of getting in contact?
You're trying to get an answer.
I'm in the process of getting a result. Are you though? Or
because
an answer.
You don't know if they'll answer. So you're trying to get an answer, and then whether they answer or not is out of your control.
I agree with that, but I disagree that it's that I'm trying to get an answer. This is not my point. I do everything to get an answer. Therefore, I'm in process, making progress, getting in contact with that human. So there is a little bit of that victim role involved, I think, when we use or overuse trying. I give you an example from a different angle. Let's say I'm cooking something that you've never had before, a European dish, and you never tasted anything like that. And especially you have not tasted my cooking yet. And I have the plate ready. And I say, hey, you want to try? Now there's already an action involved. Nevertheless, I can also say it more precisely and say, want to taste? The word try is so misused, I think, and tremendously geographically in different languages as well. As far as I'm observing, I only speak three languages fluently. Nevertheless, are you looking up the definition of try? I put it in a very simplified shape. I'm either doing it or I'm not doing it. So I'm either in the process of getting something done, getting a response, or I'm not. Because it's such, now I circle back to what I heard you say, maybe I misheard or overheard, or maybe I'm projecting onto you and maybe you didn't even say it and I'm filling in the gap, that I'm trying to get a response. When I do all that's in my field of taking action, then I'm already making progress and I am in the process of. And when we make a very simple distinction, yeah, well, I tried to take out the trash yesterday. Oh, so you did or you didn't? Oh, I tried to be on time. Oh, you were on time or you weren't? I think it is a good idea to start communicating more precisely in many aspects of our lives, if not all, if possible.
Yeah, I appreciate what you're saying. And I wonder if this is cultural. I do, because this is such a common word used over here. And I can't really speak. I've been to America, but I can't really speak to it because it was just a holiday. I never lived there. I never immersed myself in the culture. I never went to school there or I worked there or, you know, I've just got friends who are living there. And
well, me too.
And so I only know my own culture really well and how I was brought up speaking the language and the context in which we've been taught to use it. And so with that in mind, I have gone and looked it up. And here's the definitions that I've found. And I think they're interesting.
I'm curious.
And I think you're going to pull them apart.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. So as a noun, the word try means an effort to accomplish something, an attempt. Now, that is very much in how we would use it. It would be putting in some effort with some goal in mind, but it's not got an outcome. That's why it's an attempt and it's not actually done. All right. And then as a verb, it means to make an attempt or an effort to do something. And their example is, he tried to regain his breath. There's definitely, they are saying in their definition, that there is an effort involved. And it is an attempt, but it has not been accomplished at this point. And so that's what it technically means, according to the dictionary.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate that you looked it up and that you share this with me here and with our listeners and viewers. So then, isn't it a good idea to specify that I'm putting effort into accomplishing this writing or this article, or I'm making effort in recording this podcast episode, but I'm already doing it. Effort is that I already left point A and I'm on my way to point B. Let's say when that's my goal of getting from A to B. Mm-hmm. Now, when I try to get from A to B, I may remain at A and try for the rest of my life.
So I feel like maybe it's got a dual use here and that some of the usage is when it is in fact a genuine attempt and someone is in the middle of attempting something and so they're trying to do it or trying to accomplish it. And then I feel like there's another circumstance where the word try could just be a cop-out.
Okay, so scenario one that you just mentioned here. So are you on your way or you're trying to get here? Which one is it?
Well, let's say I'm stuck in traffic. I'm on my way.
But then are you on your way?
And I'm trying, but out of my control. The traffic?
Wait, I think you left A and you're in the process. You're not trying to be on your way. You are on your way already. Different circumstances in the meantime, different story.
I am on my way and I'm trying to reach my destination. The traffic is preventing me.
You're on your way.
But I am trying to get there.
Okay. I'm trying to publish my 100th book, but I'm not even at number 99 or 98 or even 80 or 60.
That's more of a goal thing than a trying thing. For me, trying means you're much closer either to starting it, being in it, putting the effort into actually doing it, but there's no outcome yet. For me, try is in the action of doing it. unless it's being used as a cop-out. And then I say it takes on the second type of meaning, which was not in the dictionary. But when we're talking about being precise in our vocabulary, and let's say someone said to me, oh, have you written your business plan yet? And I'm like, oh, I'm trying. It's really hard. Haven't got all the information, or I'm not sure what to do. That's a more of a cop-out trying, as in, no, I haven't really done it at all, but I'm going to say I have because it'll make me sound better than saying no.
Okay. I think it is not about the others. I think it is about self. When I paralyze myself and sabotage myself to remain stuck, then it's a good idea to stick with trying. Or I make a clear cut and I say I stop trying and I start doing. No matter where I stand, no matter how far I've gotten yet or so far, I think stop trying, start doing. And when you don't know what to do, do nothing. But then again, it's not trying. I choose to wait until I made up my mind. I choose to brainstorm a little more until I have a clearer picture. I'm choosing to collect more data to make a good decision. I think it's a very healthy idea to get out of the trying. Oh, I'm trying to get up now. I will remain seated. I'm trying to be kind to you. And ruff, 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 ruff. So I was trying. Oh, I tried hard. That's another one. Try hard. No, I think that's, again, when I have a dog, I don't have a dog now. I had dogs in the past. When I have a dog and I say, come, try harder, try harder. What does the try actually represent as an essence?
The effort.
What's the essence of try? Well, then come on, make a little more effort. Show me your effort. Is that not much more encouraging and actually honest? Truthful? I'm blonde. I have some questions about that.
I think this is interesting. And anybody listening is probably going, why are they even talking about this? But we do have a point. And I think the point is that we want to bring to people's attention our everyday words because they do have direct effect on our everyday lives and how successful we are with our own goals and our own daily wants and desires. I think what it is that you mean is that if you're just trying, then you're never actually doing.
Voila.
And so I think that's certainly one way to look at it. However, having said that.
She's trying.
Knowing how much words matter in our lives, and we've done a whole episode on that. If you haven't heard it yet, please go and listen. But knowing with that knowledge of how much impact words can have on our psyche, on our own self, and on those around us, it's a good idea to sometimes dissect the words we use and really understand whether they are the right words to use or whether it's just a habit that we've picked up wherever from. And I think that this might be one of those words where it's very commonly used but not really thought about that much. And, of course, that's why we're doing an episode on it, because we've picked up on that and we wanted to discuss it and we want to hear what you guys think. How do you use the word try in your life and what does it mean to you? Does it mean you're copping out, in my words? Does it mean that you're never really starting or never really taking action like Daisy feels? Or is it something that means putting in an effort and you're just midway? There isn't an outcome yet, but that doesn't mean there won't be. What does it mean to you guys? We're super interested in this because the English language is a tricky language. A lot of people out there have it as a second, third, or more language too. And I know that as someone who's a native born English speaker or language learner, that it can be confusing for me and others like me who were born into English, let alone you guys who have picked it up as an additional language. I can only imagine that it must be much trickier to really get your head around the way we use some of our words. Mm-hmm. And I also think perhaps that's why it's quite important, and you're making a point of this, is because we do have a lot of words that mean quite similar things. But you will notice if you dig into the meanings of a lot of those words that the differences between them actually mean something quite significant. And I think in this case, you're saying, Daisy, if all you ever do is try, you don't actually take action. Right. So for me, I feel about it a little bit differently. This is clearly one of those episodes we're not 100% in agreement, which is always fun. For me, I feel like the word try can be misused, but when it's used in its proper form, it means that you're still in the middle of trying to accomplish something. You're still in the middle of the action or the effort, and you haven't got your outcome yet, but you're working towards it. And so I choose to take it in a positive way. And maybe that's my cop out because we use it a lot and I'm quite comfortable using it. And to me, I don't feel like it has a negative aspect because I'm not stuck in my victimhood or self-sabotage anymore. However, when I was stuck in my victimhood, and I was for a long time, when I was self-sabotaging, it would be a great word to be able to just flick it off and go, oh, I'm trying, without actually taking any action. So it's definitely got the potential for misuse in that way, in my opinion.
To me, it is much more important to inspire, to use language more precisely, so that we can get to a point where we say what we mean and mean what we say. And I've seen so many people, oh yeah, I tried. Oh really? For how long did you try? Did you stick with it? Did you do it at all? It's so confusing. There's so many beautiful words, as I heard you say, effort. I'm making an effort. I'm making an effort to exercise. I'm making an effort to produce this podcast. I'm making an effort to get into contact with human ABC. I'm not trying. In my life, I'm not trying. In my life, I do. And that is how it becomes measurable, how far I've gotten from A to B, because it's so frustrating when humans are stuck in that I'm trying, because then it's almost like they're pushing their goals further and further away, out of reach. But when I know and I can measure, yes, here's A, and I made progress so far. That's not where I want to be, but I made progress. And when I measured, that is so much more empowering than sticking with the convenience of the word and your definition of try.
Yeah, I think it's interesting too when you just said it as a past tense. That gives a whole nother connotation to it for me where it's, oh, I tried. Well, did you though? Because
where's the action?
Yeah, that's definitely part of the cop-out end for me when it's said like that.
I prefer measurable.
Would you believe that's our whole episode gone? That went so fast. I'm a bit stunned. All right. Been a good conversation. It's been very interesting. We obviously don't completely agree. We want to know what you guys think. Chuck a comment under the video or drop us a line at ask@baldandblonde.live or jump over to our website and fill out the contact page. Let us know what you think, what the word try means to you, and how you use it in your everyday life, and whether listening to this episode has made you rethink that. We're super interested. Any final words, Daisy?
I think it is inspiring to have a conversation like that with you about the word trying or the concept of trying or finally taking action. It's inspiring to me. And I appreciate you sharing your point of view. And I wish with this episode to inspire many listeners and viewers, humans from around the world. And maybe it's a good idea to dig out more precisely describing words that can be a much better fit.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Daisy. And don't forget to go and listen to that other episode, Words Matter. I think it's a really great conversation about the impact that words actually have on our own lives and those around us. So check that out. just go to baldandblonde.live and search in the search bar Words Matter, or I'm pretty sure you can do searches on any podcast platform right now. That's it for us today. Thank you, as always, to selfrecoding.com, our major sponsor. We appreciate you going and checking them out. And we'll be back next week with another episode. So until then, let us know what you think. We're super keen to hear your thoughts, your feedback, and any episode ideas you may have. That's it from us today. We are Bold and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening in to the Bold and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. Please share our show with your family and friends. Together, we make this world a better place for you, for us, for future generations. When you need consulting or coaching, visit selfrecoding.com. Also, please remember to rate us 5 stars and leave a review and support us at baldandblonde.live. Talk to you soon.